Understanding Seeds and Seed Starting. We are in the prime seed starting time right now, and we got a lot of new people and a lot of new beginners, and they're probably making the mistakes that we've made in the past.
Right. And I think one of the biggest things to keep in mind is that you do not need to start all of your seeds, especially certain varieties of seeds. So, for example, root crops.
Right.
You're not going to start those. You just put those directly into the ground. Now, you don't have to start any seeds either.
Correct.
Yeah. But the root crops, if you're not, if you are thinking of, oh, I got to start these root crops, you don't. So that's one.
Well, we're done, like radishes, you don't need to start inside. Beets, you could.
Yeah, I guess you could.
But carrots, you don't.
Onions, you can. That's
onions and leeks are,
like a,
yeah.
That's like not quite a root crop. I'm talking about like root crop.
Right. Yeah. Rutabagas, turnips, those things. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to start everything at once. You don't have to start anything at all. And before you decide to buy some trays from rootmaker.com and buy some seeds from junkseeds.com and go full bore and invest a lot of money and get a Happy Leaf LED grow light, do some research. Don't just watch one YouTube video or read one article. Do a multitude of, you know, five or six or seven, because I tell you a story. When we do our show from in our home, in a home studio, when we were constructing this, I watched a lot of videos on the right equipment, and four videos would say this is good, and two videos would say that is not good. So there's a lot of research and good sources out there, but there's also a lot of sources out there that wants that click and wants you to watch that video ad so they get that revenue, whether it's on a YouTube video or on a website. So that is what we're here for, to help you limit the mistakes that you may be or potentially will make, and you can get a hold of us at gardentalkradio@gmail.com. When to start your seeds all depends on where you live.
So the biggest thing is that doing research and putting in find out your grow zone. You can find out your growing, your USDA growing zone by simply going to your favorite search engine and typing in USDA growing zone and putting your zip code, and it will tell you what your USDA growing zone is. And then from there, you can find your last average frost date, your first average frost date. Right now, we're going to focus on our last average frost date. And for some of you, it might be coming up sooner than you think.
Right. And it doesn't mean that if the 14th of the month is your last average frost date, the 15th, you can run in the garden and throw your tomatoes or peppers or whatever in the ground.
Right.
That's not how it works. That is a guideline. There is, for us, when we plant our tomatoes, it is about 33 days past the last average frost date in our area, because you got to wait for the soil to warm up and you got to wait for the ambient temperature to warm up. You got to know that before you just throw things in the ground. That's why in the early portions of the season, you can grow the quote unquote cool weather crops, the radishes, peas, spinach, lettuce, those type of items that can handle the chill. Kale, Brussels sprouts, you can put them in early, brassicas, handle the chill. And then as the seasons change, then you can grow the more warmer crops, the hot season crops.
Right, and that's how the that works. So what you want to do is keep in mind that you need to plant them in something.
Yes. We use Rootmaker Grow Trays from rootmaker.com, coupon code RADIO23 to save 15% off your order. If we ramble over too many of these coupon codes, you can go to our parent website, which is thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, and click on the money tab at the top of the page. All of them are listed there for you.
Right. But I'm talking about the medium. So whether it be
potting soil, peat, the peat compost, pellets, yeah. Compost. You got to grow them in something. And there's good somethings to grow in, and there's bad somethings to grow in. And if you can take some of the bad stuff, like peat pellets, wonderful technology, great way to start your seed off, contains no nutrient value, and the netting doesn't decompose as it says it does. I mean, it might in like 30 years. We're still digging things up from 10, 15 years ago. So you can start your seeds off, get them kind of growing, and then remove that netting and place them in another container with compost or potting soil that has some nutrient value. That's what you need, nutrient value. Watering is not nutrient value. You can use a slow-release fertilizer, a liquid fertilizer at a quarter of the strength, that's a nutrient value, but you want to be careful what you're using so the plants don't become addicted to it or require it. because you really you want your soil to feed the plants. You don't want what you're putting in the soil to feed the plants.
Right. And that's exactly. You want to make sure that you're using the correct nutrient to feed the soil.
And we start ours in a mixture of homemade compost and old potting soil that's too dry, and we incorporate the two, and then it basically brings the bad potting soil back to life because we're mixing it with really enriched compost. And we're saving money on that end because we're making it last longer, but we're not compromising the seeds in which we are starting in that because we have a good balance of nutrient value, material, medium for the plants to start and grow in for the time being.
Right. And so then the thing you want to think about is grow lights, no grow lights, where you put these seedlings, what's going to happen in a couple months when they start to really start to feel like they're taking up space, but also most importantly, how they're going to get their light to grow.
Now,
and plants need light to grow.
Right. You don't have to use a grow light. We didn't use a grow light for a number of years, Holly. And though we didn't, we had to rotate the plants because they would draw towards the light source, which was the window. And that worked fine for a while. But when you invest in the time and money and materials and the mindset of, okay, I'm going to start as many plants as I can to grow as much as I can because it's going to be cost effective and I don't have to go to the grocery store and pay X dollar amount for fill in the blank or have to go to the garden center and pay $7 for a tomato plant or a pepper plant, the investment of getting a good quality piece of equipment that will last multiple years, decades, is key. And that's why we recommend Happy Leaf LED grow lights. We've been using them for a decade now with zero problems. They have the utmost, they're designed by an engineer, made in America, and they have the correct light spectrum for plants to grow, and they provide more than the amount of light that is required by the plant with a very low cost impact when it comes to energy use. If you want to find out more, you can go to happyleafled.com, use coupon code JOEYHOLLY to save 10% on your order over $90. And, you know, you're going to hear a lot of sponsors on this program over the course of the next 35 weeks. We do our due diligence, and we do not just get somebody that says, hey, we'll write you a check. Say our name on the radio a couple of times. These are products that we use and that we have used and we would use even if we didn't have a program because they are that good.
Absolutely. So speaking of that.
Well, so with that kind of a wrap up on the seed starting, know what you're planting it in, know when to start it. Some you don't have to start, and if you're going to start them indoors, give them the proper amount of light so you can have a good, healthy plant start before you put them out in the garden so you can get them established better, quicker, and have less problems getting them to grow, and they will produce for you.
Right. So we are brought to you today by our sponsors, Walton's Inc. Listen, we know you care about where your food comes from. Canning and preserving your fruits and vegetables is great. But what about the meat? At waltonsinc.com, you can get all the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, and any other meat products your way to your high standards. Do you want to make snack sticks that people will actually like? Walton's created meatgistics.com, an informational site to help you make the best finished product. Walton's even has a full line of their own meat grinders, mixers, and sausage stuffers to help you go from animal to edible. Walton's, everything but the meat at waltonsinc.com. You can use code GROW50 to save 10% off of orders of $50 or more. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.